MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Two people are dead, six others hurt after a gunman opened fire on the campus of Florida State University today. ABC News correspondent Faith Abube is in Tallahassee.
Investigators say the suspect ignored repeated commands to drop his weapon, forcing them to shoot him. He's now in custody in the hospital, being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He has refused to speak with investigators as they try to uncover what allegedly led him to this deadly rampage. This campus is closed, and the victims are painfully waiting for some answers.
The 20-year-old suspect's mother, herself a law enforcement officer. The Supreme Court will hear arguments next month over injunctions on President Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship. Three people injured when an American citizen hijacked a small plane in Belize. Police suspect the suspect was fatally shot by a passenger with a licensed gun on the plane. Multiple sources telling ABC News there's been mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe last night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
The basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents, because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first. Meanwhile, another person has entered the running to lead the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. Here's Jimmy Cuska.
Joe Sopecki, who teased his campaign following current chair Ben Wickler's announcement that he wasn't running again, said Democrats needed to build on the momentum of the past 6 years with Wickler.
Whoever is the next chair, we cannot afford to have whoever it is waste time trying to stitch the party back together.
Sopecki joins Devin Remicker, Brian Kennedy, and William Garcia as candidates. A new chair will be elected this June at the Wis Dems convention.
That's Jimmy Cuska. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers dismissed Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Reese Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, some could be strong, still a shower or two overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s.
Right now it's 58.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Even AI is pronouncing my name wrong. Now it's saying my last name is Waba.
It's different every night.
It's just so weird.
It almost got it right a couple days ago.
Almost.
It added an extra B to it.
Not impressed. Hey, this is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is who is your favorite solo musical singer, songwriter, performer? Fire away. We've had some great ones so far. And I said John Prine, Gordon Lightfoot, and Jim Croce. I'm going back to the 70s because that's the kind of music my older aunts and uncles listened to, and I got hooked on it at a young age. Conrad said Tim Buck Tolliver. Who was it?
Is Don Tolliver.
Don Tolliver.
But I will add another one. Post Malone.
Post Malone, okay.
Love his music. Not went him, to see I him know. In concert at the Pfizer Forum. That was an amazing experience.
Very nice. All right. So there you go. Join the fun, folks. Text us and let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. Right now, Mike Clemens has agreed to stick around a little longer. He made the popcorn pick of the week just before the break, and he picked the movie The Instigators with Matt Damon and Casey Affleck, two Boston dudes who wisecrack through some good action scenes. And I agree with you, Mike. It did get a little kooky, but it was a fun watch.
So. And I love all the scenery through Boston. So it's done in 2 hours. It's done in 2 hours, right. As I remember.
Which you're kind of saying that like it's maybe trying to be funny, but God, there's some movies that don't need to be 2.5 hours or 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's just not. They don't have.
There was a period where there was a lot of my favorite films, like Reds with Warren Beatty.
Oh yeah,
but that's a personal thing. We were staying at a friend's apartment that overlooks Washington Square in Greenwich Village. And we got up that morning making some coffee and look out the window and said, what are they doing down there? They're wrapping up the lamppost. They're blocking off the street. And he looked out. He says, looks like they're setting up for a movie shoot. Yeah, they shoot in the park, you know, Washington Square, Greenwich Village all the time. So I threw on a coat, went downstairs. It was like December or so. And it's Warren Beatty and Diane Keaton and, you know, we're standing behind a snow fence and saying, well, what's this going to be called? And he said, Reds. Should be out in about a year. They were shooting a scene from Reds.
That's so
cool.
Played
the journalist. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. Did you see Warren Beatty in the flesh or Diane Keaton?
Warren, they were doing a walking scene through the park where they were talking.
Two legends right there. That's a good one.
Yeah. Ended up being Oscar nominated, and it was a 3-hour film. But like we mentioned earlier, you know, like Gandhi, you know, out of Africa, there was a period there where there's a lot of good movies that were 3 hours. But man, now the way that these stories can be distributed in chapters and episodes, you know, now that's what they're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you watched any of the new shows, Mike, like Adolescence or Reacher or any of those?
No, everyone says I should probably see Succession.
Yeah.
And what's the Ben Stiller one?
Severance.
Severance that I should check that out. So you know, maybe this summer before training camp starts.
I just finished Severance. I actually have about 10 minutes left to go on the last episode. I was watching it today before I came here. I tried so hard to like it, and ultimately I did. Like, the last episode, a lot of stuff pays off, but it takes forever to get there. But people love that show. So
it looks kind of weird and futuristic,
yeah,
right?
It does. And I'll probably start season two and see what happens. But yeah, anyway, well, let me know what you think if you check it out. But let's talk some draft, Mike, because I don't want to keep you too long. And this is a huge deal here in Green Bay. It starts next week. I'm one of those people that thought they'd have trouble even pulling it off just because of what I heard about in Detroit last year with the amount of people. Do you have any idea what to expect? Not necessarily who the Packers might pick, but just from a logistics standpoint of what's happening here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, the NFL draft is Thursday night in the first round, and the second and third rounds are Friday evening, and then the rest of the rounds up to round seven are all day Saturday, ends around 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And so 10, 12 years ago, Roger Goodell, always thinking TV, always thinking how can we get more ratings, more eyeballs, more advertisers, moved it out of Radio City Music Hall and started moving around the country. He had one in Nashville a couple of years ago that was really impressive on TV because Nashville is such a great backdrop. And Mark Murphy, you know, in his last year said, okay, we'll never have enough hotel rooms within a 50-mile radius of the stadium to qualify for a Super Bowl, but how about you consider Green Bay and Lambeau Field for the draft? And after two or three years of arm wrestling and agreeing to have the Packers playing in London a couple of games and all that, Mark Murphy was able to get the draft to come here this year. So there will be about 250,000 people, they estimate. That comes out to about 80,000 or so a day. So really, you know, Thursday and Friday, and depending on the weather, today it's been kind of rainy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll feel like three game days in a row or plus,
okay,
you know, only it'll be in the parking lot. They waited till people were coming to me like, you know, we've signed up as volunteers. We're supposed to be like greeters at the airport, and they still haven't gotten back to us. They were going to have a room for us and a shift. I said, you know something? I've been to 20 Super Bowls. I was at the one in New Orleans in February. The league, I stopped worrying about that stuff. It's not until you land in the city, and then you start getting your instructions, because you know what? Security-wise, they don't want to let the plan out until they absolutely have to.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's where you'll start finding out more things about where to park, where to do this, where to do that, the week of, for security reasons. Because we're in New Orleans, where a month before, they'd had that horrible terrorist attack at 3 in the morning down Bourbon Street the day before the Cotton Bowl, right?
That's right.
So, and so I saw that firsthand, how the league reacted to that, throwing the Super Bowl a month later at the Superdome. So there'll be more details. Today they started announcing some of the bands that would be there. I think Brad Paisley, the country singer, is one of them.
Right.
So a little bit more will be released over the weekend.
I think it's going to be great. I think even if it's a little bit of chaos for 3 days, and even if we're overflowing with people or don't quite have the room, it's still going to be fun, and it's great for Green Bay, in my opinion. But
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, thanks so much. This was really fun, and always love talking to you about movies, buddy, as well as sports.
You bet. You bet. Anytime. Love the show.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. You're welcome. Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority. If you have a voice like Mike Clemens, you pretty much have to go into sports reporting, I think.
I agree.
He's just got that. He's so, you know, there's like sportscasters or reporters that like try to have that voice. Mike just, it's like so, it's just so natural and smooth. I could listen to him talk forever. We should invite him in and just have him read the Bible one night.
That makes him kind of cool. Some great radio.
I bet he reads a great Job. thank you to Mike Clemens. Amanda Nimmer coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to give Amanda a quiz about her current city of residence, Manitowoc. So that'll be fun. Game of Thrones dropped today. This was a show, in all honesty, I never thought I would watch. I just don't like medieval stuff. I think it's stupid. I don't like going to the medieval castles and getting a 7-course meal and calling women wenches. It's like never appealed to me. Where are you at on the medieval stuff, Conrad?
I mean, yeah, I kind of think it's cool, but at the same time, what you said, yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I just, like, if I lived in the medieval times, I'd make the best of it, but I don't need to recreate it. Yeah. Not a Renaissance fair guy. But for people to do it, good, great. And those are the people I assume that like Game of Thrones. I didn't like it. And then I started watching it, and I was so addicted to it. It's a well-done show. Whether you like that kind of stuff or not, I admit I'm not a medieval guy. I loved Game of Thrones. I couldn't stop watching it. So you pulled a clip in honor of the dropping of the show. What is it?
Well, it's Peter Dinklage character. After being wrongfully accused of killing Joffrey, and he's in it's a court scene.
Here we go.
I wish to confess. I wish to confess.
You wish to confess?
I saved you. I saved the city and all your worthless lives. I should have let Stannis kill you all.
Tyrion! Do you wish to confess?
Yes, Father. I'm guilty. Guilty? Is that what you want to hear?
You admit you poisoned the king?
No. Of that I'm innocent. I'm guilty of a far more monstrous crime. I'm guilty of being a dwarf.
You are not on trial for being a dwarf.
Oh, yes I am. I've been on trial for that my entire life.
Have you nothing to say in your defense?
Nothing but this. I did not do it. I did not kill Joffrey, but I wish that I had. Watching your vicious die gave me more relief than 1,000 lying horses. I wish I was the monster you think I am. I wish I had enough poison for the whole pack of you. I would gladly give my life to watch you all swallow it.
Samarin! Samarin! Escort the prisoner back to his cell.
A lot of spinoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a popular show. So it's not something I think I would ever rewatch, but I'm glad I watched it. I thought it was really good. But yeah. How about the bit of trivia that in one of the shots they had a Starbucks cup?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Someone got fired. Our question of the night, folks, is who is your favorite solo musician or solo artist? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. There's nothing sexual about this one, Conrad. He says Tom Waits. Says he knew Ricky well. Tom Waits is great. Pretty good actor, too. Bridget from the 818 says Prince. He was so talented and prolific. Hard to argue with that. Love Prince. A lot of people still think he did the best Super Bowl show ever. It'd be hard to argue with that, too. Not my personal favorite, but it was a phenomenal show. Jim from Green Bay says Liberace. Yep, another great one. Thank you. I'm sorry, it says Jim from Green Bay, but then the text came from Brian. That's weird. Maybe they're roommates. Dave on the stream says Neil Diamond. Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Solitary man, baby. PJ says my second favorite is Les Claypool with the Frog Brigade. And his first favorite is Trent Reznor. Wow, these are phenomenal. Great texts, everybody. All right, Amanda Nimmer is here. We are giving her the first ever quiz. This is making radio history again. It's what we do here at Nightlight. A quiz about Manitowoc. And it's coming up next. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't you forget. It's my love.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for the Saturday morning tradition that takes you shopping around the Capitol Square in Madison?
Yay!
The Dane County Farmers Market is back for the season. It's the largest production-only farmers market in the country. Here's market manager Jamie Boogle.
The one place you can go in town and buy like 75% of your groceries all from one place that you all know where it's local. And so having about 20,000 people see your business on a Saturday makes or breaks farmers. I think the market is part of the reason that we have such a strong ecosystem of small farmers in Dane County.
The market is celebrating its 53rd year. Want to learn more? Go to dcfm.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to this Thursday edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Your ever-loving host, Conrad Krieger, is riding shotgun. The K-man, Con, the con man.
Bro.
Bro. he was a bro for a while recently.
Yep, yep.
Was that today?
That was today.
Oh, wow. So you still got bro vibes, dude.
Yep, yep.
You got to go home and shower and get rid of those. Just go back to being a dude. You're not, bro is too much.
I think the same with the bro is saying, what's up, dude, at a store like that.
It's
like,
similar vibes, but, you know.
It's like, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, you'll get through it. We have I'm very excited to welcome our next guest. She does just about everything you can do in radio. I take that back. She's not an engineer. She can't fix things. Right? And she doesn't do sales. You know what? Frankly, there's a lot of stuff she doesn't do, but let's focus on the good she does do.
There we go.
Production director and social media whiz here at Civic Media and WGBW and WISS. Amanda Nimmer joins us now over the stream. Hey!
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, man. We're ready for the weekend.
You don't sound like it, I'll be honest. You sound like you're limping to the weekend, Amanda.
Limping, just waiting. I don't know. My kids starting spring break. Today, it's going to be a long 10 days.
Oh, I'm glad we got you on this end of spring break and not a week into it. All right, we have this great gelato place next to WGBW here. Do you go there for the gelato? Are you a fan?
I tried their pistachio one, and it was really, really good.
It's dynamite.
But like, you can't go there too often because, like, you know, especially if you're watching your figure.
Well, it's no cal, though, they told me. They said there was no calories in the gelato.
Oh, they told you that?
Yeah, they did. And it worked. No, we did this thing called Sad Gelato because, you know, when you're here in the summer, I'm sure it's the same way when you're here during the day, there's people filing in there and emptying their pockets, and it's got this happy gelato summer vibe, and people are wolfing down gelato like it's vitamins. And in the fall, there's just nothing. So we put together a sad gelato thing. But I think, Conrad, we need to make a happy gelato because the people are coming back for the gelato.
Once it opens and I get that gelato, I'm going to have inspiration to make one. You know, the happy gelato.
Spoken like a bro. So, Amanda, this is great. Thank you for taking time out. You know, you and I talk every day and I'm like, oh, my God, all of a sudden it's been months and you haven't been on the show. So thank you for taking the time tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
So you're a big Kevin Smith fan. I did not know that. And you said you thought it would be cool, and we talk about movies on the show all the time, that if we talked about Dogma, tell us what is happening with this Kevin Smith classic.
Dogma's returning to theaters. And
how about that?
It's exciting because, so I am a huge Kevin Smith fan. Actually, Kevin Smith was the reason I actually went to college.
What?
Yeah.
You majored in Kevin Smith?
Oh man, if only. No, I was a radio TV film major.
Okay.
But I was leaning more toward TV than radio. And it was TV and film, and it was because of Kevin Smith. Like, I got so into his early work. Like, I mean, I know they're not the best films out there, but like, just his story on how he got started, and I was like, this guy, I'm gonna go to college.
Yeah.
And then I dropped out twice and got a degree in photography.
All right.
And then ended up in radio. So, you know, life takes interesting turns. But it was because of Kevin Smith that I started.
That's kind of a Smithian journey, actually. I mean, he's a quirky guy. You know what? And it's interesting you say that, because Kevin Smith, like, I've seen probably four or five of his films. Clerks is still my favorite because it was so raw and kind of put him on the scene. I just thought it was great. But sometimes you become a fan of a filmmaker, even if you don't love every movie they do. Like, I love his story. I love how he got to where he is. And he's just a dude. He's a real dude, like Conrad. He just, he's a real guy. He's very authentic and genuine. And for that reason, I'm a fan, even if I don't love all of his movies. But is Dogma your favorite?
Dogma's on the top of the list. So my favorite is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, because that was the one that I fell in love with his work for.
That's awesome.
Dogma would probably be number two.
What about Clerks?
Clerks? I like Clerks 2 a little better.
Right. Clerks 2?
Clerks 2.
I totally forgot
about actually,
Clerks
sadly, 2. Haven't seen the third one yet. I'm a bit behind.
All right, I'm way behind then, because there's a third Clerks.
There's a third Clerks, yeah.
I don't think
if I had to rank them, I would have to say I would put Mallrats above Clerks.
Okay. Mallrats has a similar, like, it's kind of the people are sort of the same, you know? It's been a while since I've seen it, but...
Yeah, some good jokes.
What about Chasing Amy?
It's a good film, but it was a little out of his element, at least before he started, you know, smoking the 420 stuff. It was a little out of his element then.
Wait, I don't know anything about his marijuana habits. Did he, where does he stand on all that?
So when he did all of his movies up until, I want to say, after Clerks 2. So this is like before Tusk. I don't know if you've heard about Tusk or Yoga Hosers or any of that.
I haven't seen either one of them. I want to now, though.
He claims it was because of Bruce Willis that he started smoking the dope.
No kidding.
Yeah, because when he did that, what was it, Cop Out, I think, with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis, right?
Right.
So he did that Cop Out film, and working with Bruce Willis stressed him out so much, he decided to start using that recreationally.
Oh, wow.
And apparently it changed his life, but it made his movies kind of go down the crapper.
No kidding. I love him, though. So great. I didn't know. And you know what's weird? Here's where I have an issue with this, because Bruce Willis, recently we played a clip of Bill Murray on the Howard Stern show talking about how Bruce Willis said, "You and Gilda were nice to me." Like, he was a page at NBC or refilled the waters in the fridge, something like that, entry-level job. And he said to Bill Murray, "You and Gilda were nice to me." And he appreciated that. But then I remember reading where he was not so nice to Kevin Smith. And he could be a pain in the butt. And I feel like, you know, it kind of cheapened what he said to Bill Murray. It's like, well, you should have become that. You should. And maybe he is. Maybe he's a great guy, but I didn't think that was very cool.
I mean, you don't have to like everyone. I mean, that's just going to happen in a job. But yeah, no, those two did not get along, I guess. So he talks about it in one of his, it's like a Q&A special he does. And Kevin Smith is the type of guy who can take any situation and make it absolutely entertaining. Yes. He just has that ability to just storytell on a dime.
Right.
So easy. It just sucks you in.
That's another reason I like him, is because he could talk about his experience with studio executives or whatever. But hold that thought. Let's come back after the news. We'll pick up with Kevin Smith, then we'll give you your Manitowoc quiz, which I know you're going to crush. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
You excited?
No, I don't know. I've only lived here 6 years, man.
This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back with a quiz about Manitowoc with our friend Amanda Nimmer on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you feel blue, I'm
waiting just for you. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on one of the investigations into the former Madison city clerk. Mary Beth Witzel Bell resigned earlier this week over the 193 ballots that went uncounted in November. There are two investigations into those uncounted ballots, one at the city level and another from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The commission has the power to depose people on the legal record and determine whether someone acted improperly or even illegally. Chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs, says they have deposed Witzel Bell and a few others.
Those depositions did raise some additional questions. It is our plan to take additional depositions, both at the city and the county level. On a positive note, I do think the information we're learning will help inform some best practices for tracking absentee ballots, making sure all absentee ballots are counted.
Their investigation continues. And in an update to a story we brought you yesterday, a woman will be booked on a homicide charge after the death of her mother in Blue Mounds Monday. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says someone had called 911 to report a disturbance between two women. 54-year-old Heather Schoonover died. After a car crash and chase on foot, deputies arrested her daughter, 31-year-old Sierra Schoonover. She's in the hospital, but once she's released, they'll take her to jail on charges of first-degree homicide. Meanwhile, the man police say kidnapped the Beaver Dam teenager he got pregnant is now back in Wisconsin in police custody. Authorities say 40-year-old Gary Day took a 16-year-old girl with him in February when she was 3 months pregnant. There were Amber Alerts issued across multiple states. She was eventually spotted a few weeks ago at a gas station in Nebraska. She's been reunited with her family, and Day is now in the Dodge County Jail facing charges of child abduction and child enticement. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, some could be strong, still a shower or two overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s.
Right now it's 58.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger. You talk about your time in the Peace Corps.
Yeah. I still remember the blessings that you would give if somebody fell ill. You'd say like, Kanogaya ke, Kadtorodogia ke, Kiseki Yerima, which means, may you feel better. May your troubles lessen. And the third one is, may you come back to your old self. That is my wish for my country.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Nightlight. great to have you with me on this Thursday night as we talk about all things escapism. We're talking sports, movies, TV, Kevin Smith. We're about to take a fun quiz. Steady Eddie just chimed in. Here we go. Steady Eddie from the 608 says, favorite solo artist, Pete? I'd have to say Picasso. He could really shred a canvas. Rembrandt was pretty good, too. Wow, that's the shortest Steady Eddie text we've ever gotten.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he okay?
Steady, if you're okay, please text.
Yeah, click twice. Very excited. Tomorrow night, folks, on the show, Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY morning shows here in Green Bay, will be in studio. We're going to be talking pickleball and a bunch of other fun stuff we always find to talk about with Emerson. And it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with new music and fantastic conversations. So another great Friday night here at Nightlight tomorrow night. Hope you're with me then, too. Right now, this is exciting. Amanda Nimmer is here. She is the production coordinator here at WGBW and WISS. And she's also, would you call yourself a social media guru, Amanda?
I wouldn't say guru. I would say I know a thing or two.
Yeah. You know more than I do. Conrad's always bragging, though, that he knows more than you, even though you do most of it. It's a little uncomfortable. I feel awkward because I like you both. But you guys will work that out.
Well, if that's the case, Conrad, I got some stuff for you.
You know what? I take it back.
Maybe you need to work this weekend. Yeah.
Hey, we have when you come back from vacation there, buddy.
We have a police presence here. Can you see the flickering lights behind me?
I just assumed there was a dance party.
Well, we do a little of that during the break. But we've got police over at Schreiber. I can see three cops up in the window. And then there's someone, I think it's probably a worker or someone over there, but there were police and fire, and they're flicking the lights. And you know what? I think it's kind of rude because I'm trying to do a radio show here. It looks like a dance party. And I asked Conrad to go out and set the police straight, and he refused to do so.
You know, honestly,
Todd Michaels would do that, Conrad. No. I'm just saying.
It looks like a wiggle room back there. That's what...
Exactly. Hey, we are having fun here tonight. Amanda Nimmer is here. Amanda, so tell us a little bit about your life in Manitowoc. You say I thought you were a native when I started this quiz, so I won't give you anything too difficult, but tell me about your life there. What do you think of Manitowoc? It's right in the lake. It's beautiful, right?
I actually really like it around here. There's not as many mosquitoes as like anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like 10 degrees cooler because of the lake effect. It's great.
Yeah. And is it a good place? You have a little one. Is it a good place to raise kids?
Depending on the area, but yes. Yeah.
Is there a tough part of Manitowoc?
It's not that there's a rough part of Manitowoc. It's I've never lived somewhere that has so many unmarked intersections in my life.
Oh, really?
And I live on a corner house on an unmarked intersection. I've lived here 6 years, and there have been almost 7 car crashes at the same intersection.
Oh, my gosh. Well, isn't that... I mean, look, okay. I know we should have more stop signs, whatever, but if you approach an intersection and you see nothing, well, I guess you just keep going, right? You'd assume there's a stop sign going the other way, maybe?
Before living here, I would have kept going. Yeah. But now I always slow down because there's so many accidents.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's terrible, actually. All right. Are you
ready? Other than that, they got a great like downtown area. They have a lot of cool events going on. Like my favorite, which I took you to last year, Sputnik Fest. Love Sputnik Fest.
Yeah. I want to clear something up. You didn't take me there. I got there of my own volition, but you invited me. And I showed up willingly and with a great attitude, don't you think? Your son won the costume contest or took second?
Second place.
Yeah. I voted for him.
Yeah, you didn't know he was my son, though. So it's not biased.
No,
I don't want any text coming in.
There was no payola or any of that nonsense.
I don't make enough to bribe the judges. I'm sorry.
The $20 you gave me later was just for being a good guy. It had nothing to do. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. We are about to make history here, folks, because I don't believe in radio there has ever been a quiz given about Manitowoc. I could be wrong about that. We have nothing to back us up. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is a first. We are going to give Amanda Nimmer a quiz about her current hometown. Are you okay with that, Amanda?
I will do my best.
All
right. Anyone from Manitowoc listening, please don't yell at me later.
If you get this right, they're going to rename the town Amanitowoc. Only. I can hear it. He's so disappointed in that. Hey, do you have that other thing that I like, that other sound effect when people get something right? Yeah, that's better. The bells are fine, but I think that one's good. And that's just Conrad ate something.
We're going to be hearing a lot of that one.
Oh, I don't know. All right, here we go. This is our Manitowoc quiz for our colleague, our beloved colleague, Amanda Nimmer. And we'll start you off with an easy one. You ready? Okay.
Yes.
Manitowoc is nestled against this great lake.
Lake Michigan.
All right.
Oh, my God.
This one requires a calculator and math. It escalates very quickly.
Oh, great.
No, I'm kidding. The population, what is the population roughly of Manitowoc?
I want to say about 36,000.
Two for two, kid. You're doing great.
Ooh.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty proud on that one.
All right. I think you'll get this one. We'll see. The name Manitowoc is derived from the Native American term Munduwiok. What does it mean?
I've got nothing.
Part of it involves home.
Involves home. Home of boats. I don't know. It's a very boat town.
That's a good one. But would you say there's a lot of, like if you were to check your messages right now, would you say there was a lot of hometown flair, whatever they call it?
First off, you had a typo. Home of the good spirit.
I misspelled home.
I was going to say.
In the worst way possible. It's the hoe of the good spirit.
Can you say hoe?
Listen, I've been encouraged on this show to get a little, you know, blue.
We're just talking about the gardening.
Yeah, it's a hoe. Yeah. It's what you use. It's like the shears of good spirit. It's called the home of good spirit. That's what Manitowoc is named after. Okay. I think you'll do okay on this one. Amanda is, let's say, 3 for 3. We'll give her that one. A fragment of Sputnik 4 landed in the middle of a city street in Manitowoc. In what year did the fragment crash to Earth?
69.
Close.
No.
Think about it. That is not your final answer. Peace.
Oh, my God.
Peace. Can she see
I want to say 72?
No.
62? I don't know.
I'm trying to work with you, kid. I'm sorry. I can't give you. All right, you're still 3 for 4. You're doing great. This is Amanda Nimmer.
I go there for the aliens. I don't go there for the history.
This is production director and social media whiz Amanda Nimmer. We're trying to make her a whiz about the town she currently lives in, Manitowoc. What was the documentary called that came out a few years ago on Netflix that was set in Manitowoc?
Making a Murderer?
Yes. 4 for 5. You're doing great. How do you feel? Good? You want some water?
Pretty okay. No, okay. No, I'm good.
You need a towel off?
I don't know. Is there any water left there, Conrad? Or did you drink it all?
Depending what type of water you're talking about, there's a lot of water left.
Can I just ask, and since we've have you here on the stream, Amanda keeps the fridge stocked and everything here. Who on earth drinks limoncello?
I have no idea. Is there limoncello in the fridge right now?
The only thing Con and I could think of is that it comes like as part of a multi-pack because no one drinks it. So it ends up being in there. Okay. I thought somebody liked it and I just didn't know because it seems like it's always in there. All right. We should start giving it out to people who are less fortunate. All right. Back to the quiz. Amanda is 4 for 5, folks. Amanda Nimmer. She is the social media guru and production director here at WGBW and WYSS. Here's a bonus point on the last question. The fragment of Sputnik 4 landed in the middle of the street in Manitowoc. It crashed in 1962. If you can get this, you get one bonus point, which really means nothing because we're just having fun here. How much did it weigh?
Oh, I know it wasn't that big. Want to say like 8 pounds?
Close. We'll give her that. It's 20.
She's 5%. Round up and a little sum.
Listen, you're being a good sport because I didn't thought, you know, you only live there for like 6 years. So your son will probably know all of these when he is older because this is his place. This is his dwelling. Okay. What museum that celebrates Wisconsin's maritime history is in Manitowoc?
the Maritime Museum.
Yes! 6 for 7, folks. She's crushing it.
By the way, you can spend the night in that submarine they keep out there.
You're saying that like that's a something I would look forward to.
Why wouldn't you?
Stay in a submarine?
Wouldn't you get claustrophobic? I mean, they're not going to submerge it, but like
half I thought you were going to send us out on a battle or something. I didn't know. No, I wouldn't.
I mean, there are some sunken ships in Lake Michigan there.
Have you ever been? Now, is there a shipwreck museum in Madison? Because I am fascinated by shipwrecks.
Manitowoc. I mean, anything shipwreck would probably be in the Maritime Museum. I actually have not gone yet.
What?
I should. We got a road trip. But I have not. But I do know that there are some shipwrecks actually close by along the shore.
Really? Yeah. That is so cool. All right, back to the quiz. Amanda's 6 of 7. Manitowoc is the only city in the U.S. to have streets named after what seafaring vessels?
The boats? Wait, what?
You just kind of said it. Manitowoc is the only city, this is true, in the U.S. to have streets named after these, let's call them sea vehicles.
Oh, the submarine.
Yes. See, you're doing it. You're working your way through it. You're doing very well here. So 7 of 8, Con, is that what we have?
7 for 8, yeah.
All right. In what year was the city of Manitowoc founded? She's like, I can't believe I could be watching TV right now.
No, I know this because they just celebrated an anniversary.
Yes, that's why I had to ask this.
But the issue is I can't remember if it's the 100th or the 150.
All right, hold on. Con, keep it going. I had to send you a message about the water so you can just... the question is, in what year was the city of Manitowoc founded? Amanda Nimmer, searching, racking her brain.
1830s?
Yeah, keep going.
36?
Yes! Are you having fun? I feel like I'm ruining your night. All right. Two Rivers is considered the home of this delicious ice cream concoction.
Oh, the sundae.
It was invented for it. How did that happen? Did you have anything to do with that?
No, but I actually used to work right by the little shop, which still is open, that the ice cream sundae was invented.
Oh, that's so cool. And the cheeseburger was like invented around here too, I think in Seymour.
Shawno?
Shawno, maybe.
Was it Shawno?
Something like that.
It's a little north of Green Bay.
Yeah.
They have a whole cheeseburger museum and everything. Terry Barr has these slices of Wisconsin's.
Oh, I love those.
And they're great.
But it's so crazy like that they have a museum for the cheeseburger. Okay. All right. You ready? You ready to keep going? We got 2 more questions. Maybe 3.
There we go.
All right. Dates to... this is just a fun fact I wanted to share with you. The ice cream sundae goes back to 1881 when Edward C. Berner, owner of a soda fountain on 15th Street, topped a dish of ice cream with chocolate sauce that was originally used for ice cream sodas. So it's kind of an accident.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
The best accidents are so delicious.
It's like the accident, like they were trying to find a cure for baldness and they discovered Viagra. It's like sometimes things just work out, right?
That's the wrong true head, but yes.
That's a true thing. I'm going to bring that up with mine and the mayor. All right. Do we have time for one more before we go to a break, Con?
Sure.
All right. Manitowoc. What is the car ferry that transports people back and forth between Manitowoc and Michigan between the months of May and October called?
The SS Badger.
Yeah. Hey, I think you're doing great. I'm going to think of a couple bonus questions. We're going to do a very short break. We got another text from Steady Eddie. I knew he wasn't done yet. And we'll do all that when we come back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WMDXradio.com, for details.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host. Conrad riding shotgun. Tony the Trucker checking in from the 608. He says, Pete, Junior Brown, Delbert McClinton, and Steve Earle. Can't pick just one. Seen all of them live, and they all blew the doors off the plate. Wow, that's a great text. Delbert McClinton had a great song. I think it was called Giving It Up for Your Love, maybe. Great tune. Thanks for the text, Tony. Tyler, back again from the 608. He says, could Eric Idle's short-lived solo career be included in his last act in Monty Python's The Life of Brian? He nailed it. He certainly did, Tyler. Sure. We're not discriminating here tonight. Nobody's being measured or judged. Absolutely, Tyler. Tony the Trucker is back from the 608. He says, Manitowoc, home of the Happy Schnapps combo. Amanda, does that sound familiar?
No, that's brand new to me.
Okay.
But Cedar Crest does have their ice cream shop there with the giant cow.
That was one of my bonus questions.
Might be the win?
I think you're one question away from us renaming Manitowoc officially to Amanda Tawak. So, yes, thank you, Conrad.
I'll get Justin Nichols on the phone.
So here's your last. Oh, you got another Steady Eddie text. Awesome. All right, here's our last question in the quiz. Amanda Nimmer, social media guru here at Civic Media, WGBW and WISS, and production director. She is taking a Manitowoc quiz. The first time this quiz has ever been given on radio. We're making history tonight, as we often do. Amanda, name two prominent breweries in Manitowoc.
You got Pet Skull Brewery.
Yeah, I love that name.
Oh my God. Sabbatical Brewing. Yes! Although I hear they're closing though.
Oh really?
Yes.
So you could have left them off the list if they're just going to throw in the towel anyway. All right, we are gonna rename. Con, take a memo. Manitowoc, as far as I'm concerned from now on, is going to be called Manitowoc. What do you think? You think we have a shot?
You know, just put a bid in for it, see what happens.
See what happens. You got a city council there, right, Amanda? We could do that.
No, we got the mayor. We got Mayor Justin Nichols.
Hey, I wanted to say, too, when I said that about Viagra, I said have the guys in the morning talk. I wasn't insinuating on any level that Jim or John, two of the most virile people I have ever met in my life, frankly, have anything to do with Viagra. I was saying what I meant was they'd have a lot of fun with that topic, I'm sure. Would you agree?
I think it would be an interesting topic for them both to get weirded out about, because that's what they do with those type of topics.
I know
they just like, but they're like, oh no, I don't want to talk about it.
But don't you think they must have talked about that at some point now? They've been on the air for like 2 years.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure it's come up. Definitely. I'm sure it's come up. See what I did there, Conrad? That was totally inappropriate. All right, Amanda, this is so fun. You want to stick around while I read Steady Eddie's text?
Yeah.
You're familiar with Steady Eddie, right?
I get all the texts every night.
I know you do. All right. Tony the Trucker says, acid polka. Oh, there's a genre for you. That's what acid polka is. That's why we have this strobe light. That's the lighting for the acid polka. Steady Eddie from the 608 is back. He says, Pete, Conrad, thumbs up. I'm good. Happy as a clam because I spent the past 2 hours in my giggle room. Steady Eddie. And he put Steady Eddie twice.
That's double happy for him.
That's double Steady Eddie. All right. A giggle room is good, too. Amanda, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping make Nightlight the oft-listened-to show that it is. Are we doing a good job? You're a production director. How's it going on your end? What do you think of the show?
I like the show. I honestly think everyone needs to take a break from reality.
Okay.
You can't be serious all the time.
I don't know if we're not being realistic here. No, everybody needs to check out and join your tomfoolery. I'm just teasing. You are awesome. Thank you so much. And let's not let as much time go by next time. You got to come back more often. Yeah. We'll get another quiz ready.
Oh, I love quizzes. I'm for it.
Next time, tell us your actual hometown, and I will devise a quiz more geared toward that. Okay, where are you from?
I actually can't. Because my parents like picked us up and moved us all over Wisconsin. I've lived all over the state.
All right, then give me the towns. I'll think of one question per city.
Okay, well, there's Milwaukee, there's Florence, Crivitz, Black Creek, Fond du Lac, Waupun.
All right, well, we got some time on this.
There's a couple more.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work, and it's good to talk to you tonight, my friend.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
All right, you too. That's Amanda Nimmer. She is a guru, whether she wants to be or not, of social media. And she is also the program director here. So everything you hear can be tied back to Amanda. Great fun tonight. Thank you to Mike Clemens for joining the show. Thank you to Amanda Nimmer, now the proud owner of Amanda to Walk. And thank you to Conrad, the bro.
The dude.
Oh, the dude or the bro? Are we back to dude?
I'm the dude.
How about the chum?
I don't like that.
chum is a cool thing. The police are still up there. I can see them. Whatever happened over there happened on the third floor.
Hey, do you see there's no wiggle room lights anymore?
No, I know. They were rudely. They finally came around. They knew we were doing a show here. And I hope everybody's okay over there. Thank you, everybody, for your texts, your calls. Steady Eddie, Tyler. I mean, all these people double texting tonight. Tony the Tucker. Tucker. It's just one of those nights I can't talk. I didn't say anything before I got here.
Yeah.
Tony the Trucker, our finest listener of the trucking ilk. Tony, awesome. Steady Eddie, Tyler, all of you who texted, thanks so much. Thanks for your calls. This is Peach Wobble. We'll be back tomorrow night with Emerson Lehman. Always have fun with Emerson and Terry Bauer for Bar Band Friday night. We're doing it all again on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. I'm Peach Wobble saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, rumors of infighting within the Wisconsin Republican Party. We talk about that with Dan Schaefer as we recombobulate. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two people are dead, six others hurt, and a suspect is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after a gunman opened fire on the campus of Florida State University today.
President Trump briefed on the shooting.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a horrible thing. Horrible that things like this take place.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, this is the 80th mass shooting so far this year, the sixth in Florida.
ABC's Faith Abube in Tallahassee. President Trump today saying that members of his administration and high-ranking members of China's Xi administration have been in discussions about tariffs, now at 145% on goods from China. And President Trump welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni to the White House today. An international flight hijacked. Police say an American used a knife to hijack a small flight in the Central American country of Belize. The alleged hijacker, a U.S. citizen, shot dead by a passenger with a gun. The Supreme Court taking up President Trump's plan to end birthright citizenship. It was halted by no less than three district courts. This is ABC News. Some